Now, with the latest from the world of technology, this is the Tech Guide Podcast with Stephen Fenwick.
Lots to talk about.
Tech Guide.
It's a very well-rounded product, combines great design, great technology, lots of excellent features.
Tech Guide.
This is why Samsung has seen a huge surge, why their profits are up.
Keeping you updated and educated, this is the Tech Guide Podcast.
This is not an ultrabook. If you're looking for something small, slim and lightweight, then you need to look elsewhere.
Tech Guide.
Probably one of the most impressive little devices I've seen in quite a while.
Now, from the studios of techguide.com.au, Stephen Fenwick.
Hello and welcome to Tech Guide episode 110, the podcast designed to keep you updated and educated about the latest consumer technology. It's great to have you with us once again. Thanks for listening and thanks for downloading. And if you are joining us for the first time, welcome. My name is Stephen Fenwick. I'm the editor of techguide.com.au. On this week's show, the new smartphone that Samsung will release to battle the upcoming iPhone 6, the world's first interactive Bluetooth toothbrush, and the new all-you-can-eat movie streaming service for less than the cost of a cup of coffee per week. In the Tech Guide reviews, we're going to take a ride on the Ego motorized skateboard. We're going to play a round of golf with the Garmin Approach S6 and take a drive with Navman's new 7-inch GPS device. And we'll finish it off with the Tech Guide Help Desk, and it's all brought to you by Netgear, Australia's number one brand of home Wi-Fi products. Lots to talk about, so let's get started. Well, the battle between Samsung and Apple has been a long and well-documented one, and with the iPhone 6 just around the corner, it was with a bit of surprise that we all learned that Samsung have revealed a brand new smartphone. It was a very quiet unveiling, the Galaxy Alpha. Now, this is a device that's going to be released in early September and obviously meant to place it opposite the iPhone 6. It's got a 4.7-inch Super AMOLED screen. Funny enough, the same size screen that's rumored to be on one of the new iPhones. It's got a thickness of just 6.7 millimeters and weighs just 115 grams. And in fact, it looks a lot like the iPhone. It's got that metal edges. Looks like it has a little bit more quality than even the Galaxy S5. One of the complaints of the Galaxy S3, 4, and 5 has been the fact that they're a little plastic. They don't have that premium look and feel. They don't have that metallic construction that gives it that top-tier look and feel. So it is strange that Samsung would not only release this phone, the timing of the release of this phone, but the way they've done it. Samsung are well known for lavish global launches that they spare no expense when they have a product to sell. We've seen that with the Galaxy S5. We saw that recently with the Galaxy Tab S. Whenever there's a device they want to make a big noise about, they certainly go about that with a massive launch and a huge marketing campaign to follow as well. The Galaxy Alpha, we're yet to see what sort of marketing they're going to put around it, but the release was very quiet. It was just press release, just sent out, no massive notification. It was just another email in everyone's inbox to say that there is a new phone coming, the Galaxy Alpha. Now, the battle between Apple and Samsung has been going on for a long time, and many people are under the impression that Apple's actually winning that battle. That's actually not true. Samsung is the number one smartphone manufacturer. They've got around 30% market share compared to Apple's about 12 or 13, based on the most recent statistics that I saw. So Apple, while they're very popular, Samsung have a wider range of products and therefore have that greater market share. In terms of profitability, probably Apple in their segment with the iPhone is probably up because their phones tend to be at the higher end of the scale, whereas Samsung are spread across the board, a lot of entry-level, mid- and high-level devices. This Alpha looks to me to be another a flagship type of device, so a top-tier device, to go against the iPhone, as we mentioned. So This is going to be released early September, and it's going to be available in a few colors. There's some photos that I've posted on Tech Guide on my story there. But while we're talking about the iPhone, it's interesting to see that the rumors continue. More pictures appear online, and all these different leaked parts and people claiming to have these and claiming that they're authentic. Well, one picture that emerged actually was a little bit closer to home was from a company called Proper. Now, Proper is an Australian design company. They're also known as Studio Proper. They make the Wally cases, different mounts for Apple products, so for iPhones and iPads. And it was their customers that received an email to say that, why wait for the big reveal in September? We've got photos of them that we can show them to you right now. And you click on the link that came in that email, and it took you to a page on their site that showed what it claims, what Proper claims is the new iPhone 6, the 5.5 and 4.7 inch versions. So we posted that on Tech Guide if you want to take a closer look at that. It appears they appear genuine. They look like they're not they appear to be real. They're not powered on, unfortunately, but they do appear to be real. There's some depth, and you can see the familiar home buttons with the Touch ID sensors. You can see, obviously, the distinct sizes. So the 5.5-inch screen is way bigger than the 4.7-inch screen. You can see also there's a slightly more curved look to the products as well. They look genuine, as I said. But we won't know if that is actually the pictures of these devices until Apple is good and ready to tell us. The event, which is reportedly going to be held on September the 9th, still hasn't been confirmed by Apple, but we're expecting some movement this week for them to send out invitations to that media event if and when it is on September 9. You want to take a look at the Samsung Galaxy Alpha and those iPhone 6 images, alleged iPhone 6 images, you can do that at techguide.com.au.
Tech Guide. This is Tech Guide with Stephen Fenwick.
Well, dental hygiene is very important, and we've been taught from an early age that you really need to brush at least twice a day. With the release of electric toothbrushes, that's made that job a little easier. But we've come a step even further than that. Oral-B has just unveiled the latest toothbrush. I was going to say smartphone then, but no, it is a smart device, but not a phone. The latest toothbrush, the power toothbrush in their Smart Series 7000, is the world's first interactive Bluetooth toothbrush. Now, people are asking, why would you need Bluetooth on your toothbrush? Well, there are several reasons that do come to mind. And by the end of this little segment, you hopefully will agree that they're quite useful. Oral-B had a launch last week and showed us not only the toothbrush itself, but also the app that accompanies the toothbrush that is connected via Bluetooth on your smartphone. So you can actually take a closer look at not only how long you brush, how often you brush, but also how you brush. So it does coach you in real time on how to clean your teeth properly. It's a very well-designed app, Oral-B, the Oral-B app. It's out now for iOS, and by the time this product is released in October, you will see the Android version as well. Once the toothbrush is paired to your smartphone and you're opening, you're running the app, there are several things you can do. First is being able to time your brush. So you're supposed to use your toothbrush for 2 minutes. And so what it does, it presents a timer on the screen, and then it gives you 30 seconds in each quadrant, which represents the quadrants of your mouth. So your top left, top right, bottom left, bottom right. You're supposed to spend 30 seconds on each quadrant. And while you're doing that, there is actually on the app screen at the bottom, to while away that time, those 2 minutes, it does show you news stories, photo galleries, your next calendar appointment. So there is things to do while you're brushing your teeth. But it does also keep a record of how long you brush, how often you brush. It reminds you when you haven't brushed. So if you're going for, say, 3 days in a row, you've brushed twice a day, and there's one day maybe you haven't either used the app or you simply haven't brushed, it does remind you to say, look, you've been going well so far, but don't break your streak. Speaking of streaks, you can even earn trophies and badges to say that you've brushed a certain number of days in a row. You've brushed twice a day. You've you've brushed really well one particular day. But the app also directs you to other ways to look after yourself. It reminds you to floss. It reminds you to clean your tongue. A lot of people don't realize that you can actually clean your tongue with these as well. But it also offers focused care. So through your dentist, you can be told, okay, look, there's a certain problem area in your mouth that you need to spend a little bit more time brushing. Through the app, you can actually pinpoint these areas that need this added attention and focus on them using the app, and you'll get those reminders as well. So, look, anything that can help you brush better, longer, and more regularly, your dentist is going to love you for that. And let's just think about it. The more time we do spend brushing, the less time we're going to spend in the dentist chair, and that's always a good result. Dentists will always recommend for you to brush regularly, brush often, and using a power toothbrush gives you a more effective clean. The people who use power toothbrushes normally brush for more than 2 minutes. People who use a manual toothbrush are lucky to break 60 seconds. So if you are using a power toothbrush, then you may as well check out the Smart Series 7000 Bluetooth toothbrush from Oral-B. It's going to be priced at $329.99. Won't be available till October. You can buy it from the Shaver Shop, Harvey Norman, Meyer, and David Jones. And if you want to check out the pictures of that brush and of the app, you can do that at techguide.com.au. We love our movies. Who doesn't love a movie? Well, if you do love your movies, there's a new service that has just been announced. Well, it's recently announced, but the news about this service is the fact they've slashed the price of this service. Now, Presto is a subsidiary of Foxtel that offers an on-demand streaming movie service. So you can download movies to watch on your computer, not download, stream movies to watch on your computer, your smartphone, your tablet, and also on your TV. If you've got a Chromecast, it will work through Chromecast and cast that movie onto your television. Now, the service previously cost $19.99 per month. It has now been slashed to just $9.99 per month ongoing. Now, that's with no lock-in contract, and it is for the less than the price of a cup of coffee per week. You can have unlimited movie streaming. Now, you're not going to get the absolute latest and greatest movies. You do have to wait a few months for them to go through that new release cycle, and then you'll probably get a movie 6 months after it is a new release, 4 to 6 months after it's a new release. You can, if you want to, if you desperately want to watch a movie, rent a film through Presto, a new release film, but generally these movies are a few months old. For example, the latest releases this month include Captain Phillips, starring Tom Hanks, About Time, Man of Steel. I'm not saying it's About Time. That is actually another movie called About Time. Man of Steel, Pacific Rim. These are movies that came out late last year on Blu-ray or early this year, but they are now available to view, to stream on Presto. Now, I should point out, I did mention Blu-ray a moment ago. Blu-ray is high definition if you want to watch a movie in full HD. Presto offers movies only in standard definition, so you're not going to get high definition. The advantage of having just standard definition is that it's a smaller download. Even though you don't have a file that you own on your device, you still, it's like YouTube. You can stream it, but without having the file at the end. But it's still using data, so keep that in mind because you are going to be using up data to enjoy this service. There's an easy way. I like how they've arranged the site where they've grouped different movies into certain categories. And apart from just having your general genres, there's also they also be categorized by actor, similar themes, and other things like that. Like I think there was a selection of movies that were guilty pleasures, I think they were called, other movies that you can watch, the ultimate watchable movies that can be watched over and over again. You'll never get sick of them. Movies like Titanic and Aliens, those classics. So it's really easy to go through and select your movies. Apart from those recent releases, there's also classics and recent favourites as well. Presto.com.au is the site. $9.99 a month is a pretty good deal. If you love your movies, you don't want to break the bank, you can check out my story at techguide.com.au.
Keeping you updated and educated. This is Tech Guide with Stephen Finney.
Tech Guide.
The Tech Guide podcast is proudly sponsored by Netgear, Australia's number one Wi-Fi brand, and they've just released the Nighthawk X6. It's the world's first tri-band router, and it's only from Netgear. The R8000 is the model number, the tri-band Wi-Fi router. Now, just think for a minute about the number of wireless devices you have in your home. 5, is it 10, maybe 20? If you're like me, it's closer to 30. But if you find your devices aren't performing as fast as they should in wireless streaming or gaming, updating, it could be that your wireless traffic is congested and fighting each other for network bandwidth. The latest router from Netgear eliminates this problem no matter how many people and devices are using your network. The Nighthawk X6 is here and it's incredible. The X6 delivers a massive combined wireless speed of up to 3.2 gigabits per second. There's never been Wi-Fi like it. Even if everyone and everything in the home is streaming, gaming, working, playing, socializing, or updating all at the same time, the X6 won't miss a beat. So if you're looking for the ultimate in speed, range, and advanced features for your home network, upgrade to the Netgear Nighthawk R8000 X6 and get ready for the extreme. Check out the Nighthawk at netgear.com.au/Nighthawk X6.
Tech Guide.
Now, a Tech Guide review with Stephen Fennett. Tech Guide.
Now, we've had a lot of fun with our reviews this week. It's got us outdoors, actually, to review these products. So it's a little bit different to your normal smartphones, tablets and computers and TVs and things we usually look at. The first of them is a longboard, a skateboard. But it's not just any old skateboard. It's an Ego electric longboard. So it's basically a motorized skateboard. Now, the Ego electric longboard is almost a meter long, hence the name longboard. So it's easy to get your balance and to ride it. But this one has got a difference. There's a 400-watt motor and battery attached to the undercarriage of the deck. So what it can do, it can power riders at up to speeds of up to 20 kilometers per hour. And all without you having to push off with your other foot and wait for a hill to cruise down. This on flat ground and even on inclines, it can handle inclines up to 10 degrees going up those sort of speeds across all sorts of surfaces. So wherever you'd normally ride a skateboard, the Ego longboard can take you there. What it is, it's powered, the battery and the motor is controlled by a handheld controller. So on the controller is a throttle, like a switch that slides up and down, slide it up to accelerate, slide it down to decelerate and brake. You can also download the free iPhone app to achieve the same thing. And the beauty of having the iPhone app is that you can it can give you live information like your current speed, the amount of battery that you got left, the distance you've traveled. So it offers you that live information right there on the screen. But the other controller can also double up as a torch. It's connected via Bluetooth as well to the board. Board takes about 3 to 5 hours to fully charge and lasts for about 3 hours. And you know, with that kind of time, that kind of running time, you can certainly cover a fair bit of ground. The board, as I said, is quite big and wide, so it can easily fit you. Now, look, if you haven't ridden a skateboard before in your life, you really need to learn how to do that before taking on a powered skateboard, a motorized skateboard. So this is a product that's designed for people who are confident on a skateboard, who are familiar with the way to ride it, who know how to shift their weight left and right to turn and negotiate various bumps and cracks in the pavement and what have you. But I got to say, once you get up and this thing's moving, it's a lot of fun. I used it myself to head down to the cafe, down to the shopping center. I used it also in my local park. There's all these big empty netball courts on the weekend. I just enjoyed zipping around and caught the eye of a few people who were wondering, how the hell is this guy moving around on this skateboard without having to push off and give himself any kind of assistance whatsoever? When I cruised by them, though, the whirring motor gave them a bit of a clue that I had a motor under there as well. Now, I quite like this board. I really enjoyed riding it. One thing, I would have ridden it a bit more if there was a way I could store the board once I arrived at my destination. Now, I wear a helmet. It's not compulsory in New South Wales to wear a helmet. The only state in Australia where it's compulsory to wear a helmet with a skateboard is South Australia. It's it's obviously recommended that you do wear a helmet in this instance. But I found that when I arrived, say, at the cafe or the shopping centre, I had to carry all these things around. Now, the board, look, it's only 6.5 kilos, so it wasn't a hassle to carry it around. But I would have preferred maybe a backpack or a bag that I could store it and just carry it around discreetly rather than being seen carrying a skateboard. Not that there's anything wrong with that, but I just think in terms of convenience, it would have made it easier and it would have encouraged me to ride it even more if I knew that when I got to my destination, I could easily carry it around or even wear it, you know, carry it around in a backpack. The device itself, it goes, as I said, up to about 20 kilometers per hour and can go across. Wherever you would ride a normal skateboard, it can handle it. And if you run out of power, you can of course still ride the board like a normal skateboard. You may get some resistance with the motor in the back. There's a little bit of resistance, but it's not going to damage the board in any way. You can freestyle ride if you do run out of power. So you're not going to get stuck if you run out of juice. And of course, having a motor on it and the battery, this isn't a board that's going to be taken to the skate park for trick riding. You're not going to be doing any grinding on this or riding it through puddles and in wet conditions because it is an electronic device to begin with. So if you do want to ride, perform tricks, get a normal skateboard, you're only going to break this one if you put it through that kind of punishment. Now, the Ego Longboard is recommended. It says in the FAQs it's recommended for people who weigh 100 kilos or less. Now, let me tell you one thing, ladies and gentlemen. I weigh more than 100 kilos, and it handled my weight easily. The board is flexible, so there's a bit of give in it. It handled my weight even going up inclines. I'm not that far over 100 kilos, but let's just say that I am over 100 kilos, but it did handle my weight easily. Now, the longboard from Urban Go, the Ego Longboard, priced at $749.99. Now, you got to think, though, this is a new transport solution. For someone who needs to zip around on these short journeys, the Ego Longboard is certainly up to that task. So, if you love your skateboards, if you don't mind having a motor to help you along, and let's face it, who doesn't, then it's well worth a look. I've written my review on techguide.com.au, and I urge you to check it out. Now, another outdoors review was with the Garmin Approach S6 GPS Golf Watch. Now, of course, I had to get out on the golf course to try this little baby out. And what better golf course to try it out but at the Lakes? Now, for any of you golfers out there, the Lakes is in Sydney, one of Australia's premier courses. Tough track, lot of water. It's not called the Lakes for nothing. There's plenty of them. But it was very helpful having the Garmin Approach S6 there to help me out. Now, I'm not a scratch golfer by any means. I'm probably about 20 would be my handicap. So having the Garmin S6 really helped me. It gave me a bit more confidence. The whole thing with golf with me is that you really need to think out there. You need to make the right decisions. Wrong decisions are very costly. Course management, as they say, is what is the difference between a good golfer and a great golfer. So with the S6, you get obviously all the distances. So whatever part of the course you're standing, for a start, it can find where you are. So it locates all the satellites, can tell that I was at the Lakes Golf Club. I hit start round, and then when we walked up to our first tee, which was actually the 10th tee, it knew exactly where we were, positioned us on GPS, and knew that I was standing on the 10th tee, gave me the distance to the pin from where I was standing. So from that, I can gather some information, what sort of club I need to hit. If I did want a top-down map view of the course or simply another toggle of the screen, I can see a color view of the hole, so I can see whether it was a dog leg left, if it was a dog leg right, or if it was straight. It also showed me the various hazards on the hole, whether there's a bunker, whether there's some water, maybe a stream crossing in the middle of the fairway, or whatever it happens to be. That information was at my fingertips whenever I needed it. Now, I could easily touch any part of the hole, and it can give me distances to that particular, you know, there might be a picture of a bunker. I touch near the bunker, it'll tell me that what distance that is away. It presents also layup distances, so you know from where you're standing how far it is to lay up 150 out, 200 out, 250 out, so that you can choose the right club. Now, one of my problems is that I do hit a few wayward shots. shots. I'm off more than 20 for a start, so that's understandable, and I'm sure I'm not alone. And there's many an occasion where I can't see the hole from my shot, so I've got a blind shot. Now, traditionally, what I'd have to do is I'd have to walk up to where to a point where I can actually see the hole, and then sort of work out some kind of target. So line up, okay, if I look towards that tree, it's sort of in line with the hole, and then I've got to go back and then try to work out how far it is now again and try to choose the right club. Now, usually I tend to overcompensate. So, if it's a 6-iron, I'd probably go for a 5-iron and then end up hitting it over the green or over some other part of the hole. But with the Garmin, the Approach S6, there's a cool new feature called the pin pointer. So not only can it tell just by looking down at your wrist the direction that where the what direction the hole is, it also says how far it is. So not only do I know what direction I need to hit, it also gives me an idea what sort of club selection I need. So if it tells me it gives me the right distance, and then I know, okay, I need to hit a 6-iron or a 7-iron or whatever it happens to be. If you happen to hit a good shot, and believe me, I do get onto the odd tee shot occasionally. On this occasion, I did at the Lakes, I think it was the 12th, I absolutely nailed a 4-iron right down the middle of the fairway. And what I could do, just to sort of see how far I hit my tee shot, there's a measurement tool. So one of the physical buttons, there's four physical buttons, top right-hand corner, I clicked on that from where I was standing on the tee. And then by the time I got to the ball down the fairway, I could tell that it was 194 metres down the centre of the fairway. So I could have bragging rights in the clubhouse to say, well, I hit 194 metre tee shot with an iron. So if you get onto a drive with a wood, so it'd be a good idea to measure that, especially if it hits down the middle of the fairway. You get some idea of what sort of distance you're achieving, and then you could challenge your mates even to see if they can outdrive you. But you know what I liked? It gave you also the opportunity to keep score. If you want to go even further into detail, you could even tell it how many fairways you hit in regulation, how many greens in regulation, how many putts you had. So by the time you've finished your round, you've got a full stats collection of your round. So if you want to improve, you can upload all that information to the Garmin Connect website, and then you can really track it and keep tabs on your game. But this isn't for use just on the course. Off the course, there are a couple of handy features as well. There's two of them. One's called tempo training. The other's called swing strength. Now, this helped me immensely. Now, the biggest problems I got with my swing is the fact that my backswing's okay, but my downswing is often too fast. And my swing strength, I'm trying to hit the ball too hard. Now, here are two features that can help me with that. Tempo training can actually give you tones to say, right, okay, you need to keep some kind of rhythm so that you I think it normally works at a 3-to-1 ratio. So if you take it back, say one is your backswing, your three should be your downswing. So it gives you some sort of rhythm so that you know if you're in the zone, tempo training will tell you. Swing strength, as its name suggests, tells you the sort of power you should be putting on the ball. And both of those help me immensely, because if my downswing's too fast or I'm trying to hit it too hard, my grip could change, the club head opens up, and that's why you hit a wild slice or a cut down the left, or you just top the ball and it just dribbles down the middle, down just the front of the tee box. So those things, if it can help you with regular practice, if you've got this little coach on your wrist, I'm a big fan of it. I think it can really help players to get in that zone where their swing, if they can repeat that same swing and get into that rhythm, get into that tempo, then it's going to improve their game out of sight. The Garmin Approach S6, priced at $499. If you're a golfer, golfers are known to not bat an eyelid to spend to improve their game. This, I think, is another example of that, where this is like an extra club in your bag that can really help you shoot the best scores of your life. You want to read my full review? You can see it at techguide.com.au.
Tech Guide. This is Tech Guide with Stephen Finnick.
Righto, moving away from the skateboard, the golf course, we've now got into the car. And the Navman, the new Navman, the Easy 270 LMT, is the latest device from the company, but it has a difference. It has a massive 7-inch screen. Now, this is handy for those people who need a bigger screen, like maybe like seniors, or maybe you're driving a larger vehicle, maybe a truck or a four-wheel drive or an SUV. Those sorts of vehicles may be suited to a larger device. But I think it does make it easier when you're navigating on a bigger screen. It is easier to see exactly what lane you need to be in. You can see easily the signs that you need to be looking out for. And what it does, the Navman, the Easy 270 LMT does offer the same very easy to use navigation, very easy interface. The whole menu system is quite simple. It's just on a grander scale. And the good thing with any of the Navman devices is they come with free lifetime map updates. So you'll always know that your maps are up to date. This includes all your safety alerts, and that's at no extra cost. The Navman, the other device that's been released with the 7-inch, is a 5-inch device as well, which is the 255 LMT, but the 7-inch is the 270 LMT as well. So the 3.5-inch is priced at $169, and the 7-inch is priced at just $279. So you're getting decent value for a big screen there. These devices have really come down in price. They're the sort of products that you can use all the time in your navigation, not only when you need to get from A to B, but they're handy to have because they offer traffic information. They also offer safety alerts. They can give you fixed and red light and speed camera warnings as well. So handy to have these running at all times. And with these bigger 7-inch display, you're not going to miss a thing. If you want to see a picture of the Navman, read my story, you can do that at techguide.com.au.
Tech Guide. Answering all your tech questions, the Tech Guide Help Desk.
Now, here's a question I get quite a lot. People have smartphones, they drop them and they pick them up and the screen's broken. Broken screens. Who do I take it to? Who can repair it? What do I do? Well, this is such a common problem. The broken screen, there's a whole industry out there now where you're sure you've seen them in kiosks, in shopping centers, all these screen repair places that are doing a roaring trade because smartphones are made of glass and people drop them and they break. I don't know whether that's intentional by the industry or what, but it is a reality. It happens often. People are dropping devices, breaking their screens. They need to get them fixed. One reader who sent in a message on our forum, in her case or his case, I don't know if it was a man or a woman, said that it was a Samsung Galaxy phone, and they didn't know whether to take it back to Samsung or back to their operator Vodafone. My advice is a smashed screen is not going to be covered by warranty, so you'd be better off just going down a repairer and paying the money to get it fixed. Now, because it was an accident, because it was a human interaction that created the problem, it's not like a faulty part in the device, because you dropped it and broke it, warranty does not cover it. So don't demand a warranty repair. They're not going to give it to you. So you're best off getting to a repairer, many of them in those shopping centers. And because there are so many of them, my advice is to shop around. Go to a few of them. Ask them how much they're gonna charge to repair a screen. Tell them the model of your phone, and let them give you the price. Don't be afraid to bargain with them. If they say, look, it's gonna cost $180, just say, look, will you do it for $140 or $150? Might be a slow day. They might say yes. They might say no. But it doesn't hurt to ask. So shop around. One price at one kiosk may be vastly different to another. I think I went round Westfield up here at East Gardens in Pagewood here, and I went to a couple of different kiosks, and their prices were different by about $40 for the same repair, for the same screen, for the same device. So best to shop around. If you have that broken screen, look, I couldn't stand to look at a broken screen today. I'd have to get it repaired straight away. But look, it's not cheap. But next time, put a case on your phone or don't drop it. That may be a solution. But shop around. The repair may not be expensive as you think. And that's the end of our show for this week. You can read more about everything we talked about at my site, techguide.com.au. A special thanks to our sponsors, Netgear, the brand you can trust for all your Wi-Fi needs. If you want to stay connected, the answer is Netgear. Thanks for listening. It's been awesome having your company. We look forward to you joining us again next week. So until then, as we always say, stay safe and stay connected.